How many of you want to oh there we go. How many of you would like to have a nap right now?
Hvor mange har lyst til at tage en lille lur nu?
You know those sandwiches were so good. I had to have two of them.
Ja, de her sandwich, de var så gode, jeg var nødt til at skulle have to.
And I usually make it a rule of mine that I don't like to preach after I eat.
Jeg har sådan en tommelfingerregel om, jeg vil helst ikke tale, når jeg lige har spist.
So I figured, well, I'm not going to preach. This will mean for sure that I can't preach now.
Så det vil sgu i hvert fald betyde, at jeg ikke kan tale nu.
Which is fine, because I'd like to spend some time praying for everyone. But I just want to read something out of the book of Romans very quickly.
Jeg vil gerne lige læse noget hurtigt fra Romerne.
Romans chapter 1.
Romerne 1.
We're not going to linger on it too long, just perhaps a minute.
Vi skal bare lige, vi skal ikke hæfte os en masse ved det, vi skal
but,
bare lige dykke ned i det.
As Anna said, I think it's important that we kind of talk a little bit about what we're about to do.
Jeg synes det er vigtigt at vi lige får talt lidt om hvad vi skal til i gang med.
In terms of prayer, so that you know, maybe there's some of you here that are not used to being prayed for the way that we're going to pray.
Måske er du ikke vant til at blive bedt for på den måde som vi gør her.
We just need to touch on it a little bit.
Så det rører vi lige lidt ved her.
In the book of Romans, the apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 1, verse 8, as he's writing his letter to the Romans and he's introducing a topic.
Han er ved at introducere et emne her for romerne.
He says, first of all, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you.
Først takker jeg Gud for alt hvad han har gjort for jer igennem Jesus.
Because your faith is being reported all over the world.
Jeres tro er jo blevet kendt i hele verden.
God, whom I serve with my whole heart in preaching the gospel of his son.
Gud er mit vidne på at jeg tit tænker på jer.
Is my witness how I constantly remember you in my prayers at all times.
Gud er mit vidne på at jeg tænker på jer, at jeg beder for jer alt imens jeg hele tid sætter hele mit liv ind på at forkynde budskabet om ham.
I pray that now at last by God's will the way may be open for me to come to you.
Og jeg beder til stadighed om at Gud snart vil gøre det muligt for mig at komme og besøge jer.
And then he says this.
Og så siger han.
I long to see you.
Jeg længes efter at se jer.
So that I may impart
så at jeg kan udruste jer
to you some spiritual gift.
Med åndens gaver.
And here's why. To make you strong.
Og her er det for at I kan blive styrket.
Isn't that wonderful?
Er det ikke fantastisk?
Why does God impart spiritual gifts to us? Why does God impart blessings to us?
Hvorfor udruster han os med de her åndelige gaver og med velsignelser?
Because he wants us to be strong.
Fordi han gerne vil have at vi bliver styrket.
And we're going to go into a time where we're going to pray for everybody.
Vi kommer ind og have en tid hvor vi beder for alle.
An impartation is very simple. It's a very simple concept.
Og det med her med at blive udrustet eller?
And I mean, I know you know this. Many
of you
you've been prayed for many years.
Måske du blevet bedt for i mange år.
So I'm going to lay hands on you.
Så jeg lægger mine hænder på dig.
And we are going to believe.
Og så tror vi.
That the laying on of hands is a point of contact.
At det med at lægge hænder på det er sådan en kontaktpunkt.
There isn't anything special, but there is. But there isn't anything super special about me or my hands.
Der er ikke noget super specielt ved mig eller mine hænder.
All that we're doing is we're obeying the Bible.
Alt hvad vi gør, det er, at vi adlyder Bibelen.
We're going to lay hands as a point of contact.
Så det vi lægger hænderne på, det er et kontaktpunkt.
And here's what you have to do.
Og her er hvad du skal gøre.
You have to trust that God is going to impart something to you.
Du må stole på, at Gud han vil udruste dig med noget.
You see, faith pleases God.
Tro, det behager Gud.
And whatever activity that we do in church, we have to believe God.
Og hvilken aktivitet vi end laver i kirken, så må vi tro på Gud.
So when you receive prayer,
så når du modtager bøn,
you've got to believe that God's going to give you something.
Så må du tro på at Gud han giver dig noget.
Right?
Okay.
If we don't,
hvis ikke,
then you won't receive anything.
Så modtager du ikke noget.
The Bible says this.
Bibelen siger sådan her.
It says that Jesus could not do very many miracles there.
Der står at Jesus kunne ikke udføre ret mange mirakler der.
Why?
Hvorfor?
Because of their unbelief.
Fordi på grund af deres vantro.
Men Jesus himself.
Men Jesus selv.
God in the flesh.
Gud i kødet.
Could not do many miracles in that town because they didn't have faith.
Kunne ikke udføre særlig mange mirakler i byen fordi de ikke havde tro.
I think we always have to be careful with a message like that.
Vi må altid være forsigtige med sådan en besked.
Because then you have this crazy other end of the belief spectrum.
Så har man ligesom det her helt fuldstændig vanvittige anderledes den anden ende af spektret med tro.
That becomes very insensitive.
Så bliver meget ufølsom.
You know that people who didn't receive their healing is because they didn't have any faith.
At folk de ikke lige får nogen helbredelse fordi de ikke havde tro nok.
So I'm not going there either.
Så det er heller ikke der jeg går hen.
I'm not going there either.
Det er ikke der jeg går hen.
Because some of the most faithful spirit-filled people I know.
For nogle af de mest trofaste og åndsfyldte mennesker jeg kender.
Are sick.
Er syge.
They never received their healing.
De modtog ikke deres helbredelse.
Does that mean that they had no faith?
Betyder det at de ikke har nogen tro?
That's a cruel thing to say.
Det er noget ondt at sige.
You see, because it's not up to me to heal anybody.
Det er ikke op til mig at helbrede nogen.
It's not up to you to heal anybody.
Det er heller ikke op til dig at helbrede nogen.
It's not up to you to save anybody.
Det er ikke op til dig at frelse nogen.
No. Our job is to believe.
Vores job det er at tro.
God's job is to do the rest.
Det er Guds job at gøre resten.
I've seen people who have zero faith.
Jeg har set folk som ikke har nogen tro.
And God moves in their lives and blesses them.
Og Gud bevæger dem og velsigner dem.
Then I've seen people who have lots of faith.
Og jeg har set folk som har masser af tro.
And God doesn't heal them.
Og han helbreder dem ikke.
What do we do with that?
Hvorfor gør vi det?
You know what we do?
Ved I hvad vi gør?
We continue to believe that God is good.
Vi bliver ved med at tro på at Gud er god.
Listen, church. Don't ever let your circumstance change your theology.
Lad aldrig dine omstændigheder ændre din teologi. Aldrig.
Never.
Aldrig.
Oftentimes what happens is God doesn't do it for me like he did it for you.
Ofte er det på den måde at Gud han gør det ikke på samme måde for mig som han gør det for dig.
And all of a sudden we start changing our belief in who God is.
Og så ændrer vi vores tro på hvem Gud han er.
We start thinking that perhaps God is not as good as we thought he was.
Måske er han ikke så god som vi troede han var, tænker vi.
How many of you know that when something disappoints you, you have a tendency to change your opinion.
Ved du godt, at når nogen skuffer dig, så har du en tendens til at ændre mening.
Church, be very, very careful.
Vær meget forsigtig,
don't
kirke.
Don't ever change your theology. God is good.
Ændre aldrig din teologi. Gud er god altid.
He's a loving, tender, compassionate, gracious.
Han er en kærlig, omsorgsfuld og nådig.
Father.
Far.
Loves you more than you could ever imagine.
Han elsker dig mere end du nogensinde kan forestille dig.
And he always wants to display his love for you.
Han skal altid vise sin kærlighed for dig.
See, there's two forms of God's love he wants us to know.
Der er to forskellige former for Guds kærlighed han ønsker vi skal kende.
There's God's agape love.
Der er agape kærligheden.
And what is that?
Og hvad er det?
That's a positional love, understanding.
Det er sådan en forstående.
That he sent his son and to die. For God so loved the world that he sent his son to die.
Det er han sendte sin Gud. Han elskede verden så meget, han sendte sin søn.
The Bible says that he displayed his love.
Han viste sin kærlighed.
In this.
I dette.
While we were yet sinners.
Mens vi stadig var syndere.
Christ died for us.
Så døde Kristus for os.
That's love.
Det er kærlighed.
While you were a sinner,
mens du var en synder,
while I was in sin,
mens jeg var en synder,
while I was separate from God,
men da jeg var adskilt fra Gud,
Christ died for me.
Så døde han for mig, Kristus.
Which is weird, isn't it? Because I thought he died 2,000 years ago.
Det er noget mærkeligt noget, for jeg troede han døde for 2,000 år siden.
Well, yeah, you see, the cross knows no time.
Korset kender ingen tid.
But you see, there's another kind of love.
Men der er en anden form for
kærlighed. And that love is called phileo love.
Den anden, den kaldes noget andet kærlighed.
Phileo, as in the city phileo, as in Philadelphia.
Phileo, ligesom i Philadelphia.
Yeah, it's a Greek word.
Det er
phileo, phileo. And that love.
Og den kærlighed.
Is different than agape love.
Den er anderledes end den her agape kærlighed.
Agape love is a truth.
Agape kærligheden er sandhed.
About God.
Om Gud.
Phileo love.
Phileo
is God's natural demonstrated love.
Det er hans naturligt den måde hvor han demonstrerer sin kærlighed.
Agape says I love you because I sent my son to die for you.
Agape siger jeg elsker dig fordi jeg sendte min søn for at dø for dig.
He died for you because of my love for you.
Han døde for dig på grund af min kærlighed til dig.
You see, phileo love,
det her phileo love,
which is the other side of God's love,
som er den anden side af Guds kærlighed,
is a love that he wants to demonstrate to you.
Det er en, han ønsker at demonstrere for dig.
That's a love that you feel.
Det er den, du føler.
You experience.
Du oplever.
It's touch.
Det er den, der berører dig.
It's God's embrace.
Det er hans omfavnelse.
That's what phileo is.
Det er det, som det her phileo.
It's two sides.
To sider af Guds kærlighed.
And when we pray, when we lay hands and we pray and we ask God to impart to you.
Så når vi beder for dig, vi lægger vores hænder på dig og beder Gud udruste dig.
That is his natural demonstrated affection.
Så det er hans naturlige demonstrerede kærlighed right? til dig.
And this is what happens when we pray. When we pray in prayer lines.
Det er det der sker når vi beder her, vi står i en bedelinje.
We're asking God to come and demonstrate his love.
Så beder vi ham om at komme og demonstrere sin kærlighed.
Wow, that's awesome.
Det er fantastisk.
We're asking him to come and say,
vi beder ham om at komme og sige,
this is my beloved son.
Dette er min elskede søn.
This is my beloved daughter.
Dette er min elskede datter.
Because that's what he did with Jesus. That was a natural demonstrated affection.
Så det var sådan det var med Jesus, den naturligt demonstrerede affektion.
So we need to expect that.
Det må vi forvente.
The apostle Paul says, and so we know.
Apostlen Paulus siger, og så ved vi.
We know and we rely on the love that God has for us.
Vi baserer vores liv på den kærlighed han har til os.
God wants us to know and rely on his love.
Han vil have, at vi kender hans kærlighed og at vi stoler på den.
Amen.
Amen.
He wants us to be able to bank on his love.
Vi skal sætte vores tillid til hans kærlighed.
Sometimes it's hard when circumstances are difficult.
Sometimes er det vanskeligt, fordi omstændighederne gør det svært for os.
God wants you and I.
Men Gud ønsker du og jeg.
To experience him continually.
At vi hele tiden igennem vores liv skal opleve ham.
I want to experience God all the time.
Jeg vil gerne erfare Gud hele tiden.
Don't you?
Vil du ikke også det?
I've come to a place in my life.
Jeg er kommet til et sted i mit liv.
Where I expect.
Hvor jeg forventer.
To experience the love of God. I expect.
Erfare Guds kærlighed.
I expect him.
Jeg
forventer det. I have a habit. I like to pray. I'm starting to love prayer.
Jeg er begyndt at elske det at bede.
And I go to my basement and I come to the Lord.
Jeg går ned i min kælder og jeg kommer frem for Herren.
And I expect him to meet me.
Og jeg forventer han møder mig.
I expect him to every time.
Jeg forventer han hver eneste gang møder mig.
It's beautiful.
Det er fantastisk.
I want to encourage you, church.
Jeg vil gerne opmuntre jer.
We're going to pray now for the next couple hours.
Vi kommer til at bede her den næste tid.
I want to encourage you to expect the love of God.
Jeg vil gerne opmuntre jer til at forvente Guds kærlighed.
Expect to experience him.
Forvent at erfare ham.
You don't have to work for God's love.
Du skal ikke arbejde for at få hans kærlighed.
I had to work for my father's love.
Jeg var nødt til at arbejde for at få min fars kærlighed.
You know, maybe you've had fathers and mothers where you've had to work for their love and
approval. Måske har du haft det på samme måde med din far og din mor.
Right. If you were good,
hvis du var god,
they approved of you.
Så
if you achieved things, they approved of you.
Hvis du opnåede ting, så fik du en anerkendelse.
If you were smart, they approved of you.
Hvis du var dygtig, så anerkendte de dig.
If you did things right,
hvis du gjorde tingene på den rigtige måde,
your father would approve of you.
Så ville din far anerkende dig.
But our heavenly father is not like that.
Sådan er vores himmelske far ikke.
And he's teaching our hearts.
Han lærer vores hjerter.
That he loves you.
Han elsker dig.
Just because you are who you are.
Bare fordi du er den du er.
What an incredible gift that is.
Hvilken fantastisk gave det er.
The Father loves you.
Din far elsker dig.
And adores you.
Og beundrer dig.
Just because you're his child.
Bare fordi du er hans barn.
Okay, so you know what? Enough. I can keep talking about it. I can keep going on and on.
Jeg kan fortsætte i ugevis her.
I just love talking about the love of God.
Jeg elsker at tale om Guds kærlighed.
Oh, it's beyond finding out.
Det er
so I want to ask you to do this.
Jeg vil gerne bede om det her.
How should we do this? I want to pray for everyone. So should we stack the chairs?
Så skal vi stable nogle stole eller hvad er det?
Do it, or? Yeah. Okay, why don't we do this? Why don't we get up and just push the chairs to the side, I guess? And then just get in lines and we'll pray for you.
Okay. Så hvis det I gør, det er I på at rejse jer også og skubber lidt til stolen, og se om vi kan lave sådan, at man kan komme til.
Impartation.
Og bede om udrustning.
Again, if you're not used to this,
hvis ikke du er vant til det her,
it's okay.
Så er det helt okay.
Trust me, you're going to be safe.
Du skal nok være tryg i det, bare rolig.
No one's going to hurt you.
Der er ikke nogen, der kommer til at gøre dig fortræd.